Yeah, I mean, it was also a tough game because they're a very good team. You know, they passed the ball very well. You can see the Dutch influence in, from obviously the manager and the way the team play. And we had to be patient. We had to. I thought we started the game really well. We came out of the traps really well, and you know, probably showed what we're about. But then they took over the ball probably after about 10, 15 minutes, and then we had to be patient and close passing lanes down and have a good shape about us. But we also knew that, you know, there'd be opportunities for us if we won the ball back. And we probably were looking to play Scotty a little bit too early rather than using the space in front of him. And when we used the space, we scored goals. And we were very clinical, and there were very good movements, very good passing movements and good goals. And goals changed games because, you know, they just hit the post from a free header, which would have disappointed us if they scored there. But we went up the other end and scored, and then scored a really good goal after that.
Yeah, but the first goal, I mean, you know, from a coaching point of view, I mean, that was a perfect goal, wasn't it, in so many ways, with the movement, the interchange and the understanding.
Yeah, it was. It was, I think Ron played a 1-2 or Clarkey, I'm not sure which one it was. And then a pullback, and Scotty, you know, let it run, and there was a pass, I think it might have been from Lassard into Clarkey, so he can claim this one. He tried to claim the cross against Preston last week, so I'm pleased for him. But it was a really well-worked goal, and I was really pleased for the players, and because they've earned that. You know, we got some fresh legs in there tonight. I've changed it around a little bit, and you know, he done the trick.
Lovely for Josh.
Yeah, great, great finish for him. I just felt that I know they play, and I felt if our shape was good every time we had an opportunity to break, that we needed a bit of pace on the pitch. And with Josh on there, with Lassen and Scott playing together, I just felt that we had that pace that could cause them problems.
And this home record now is, you know, this fortress that Griffin Park is becoming. Does it just give an extra 5% for the players as they walk out onto the pitch, do you think?
It does. I mean, we know that it's a tough place to come. You know, I know from being a previous manager and sitting in that tight dressing room, you know, and we've got to make the most of that. And we're full of energy and enthusiasm, and we've got some really good players, and it's a young squad with plenty of legs, and that's important in this league.
When you can make 5 changes and do that, I mean, that shows you the depth of the squad, but it also adds competition into those places. No one is assured of that starting lineup necessarily.
No, that's right. You know, Alan McCormack's made his first start today and done a really good job for us. Broke things up, kept things simple, and his enthusiasm and his commitment to the cause was there for everybody to see. And you know, Ryan Woods will be finding it. Ryan Woods has done really well this season, and we find it tough to get back in now. So it's great because it gives me tough decisions, and that's what I want.
When someone like Ryan Woods, when he's still learning his trade, and you know, there are bits of his game which he can take from other people. The snarl that Alan McCormack goes out into the pitch with, I mean, that's something that anyone in midfield can learn from.
Yeah, it is, and you know, he puts fear of the opposition as well. You know, I keep telling him, don't shave that beard off. you know, but he's a good player. He's an experienced player. He knows the game inside out. He's doing his coaching badges because he wants to learn about the game as well. And I thought him and Nico complimented each other tonight.
And this patch of games, the international break coming up. I'm not going to talk to you about the international situation. You've been too busy tonight. But international break coming up. Are you on course for where you wanted to be in this little spell between international breaks?
Yeah, we've had a really good period. A disappointing performance in the first half and result at Wolves on Saturday, but we've followed that up by getting a great result here. We knew this was a real tough period of games it was coming into, you know, Brighton away, Villa away, Preston, and then Wolves are now, you know, Reading tonight and Wigan Saturday. So it's a real tough league. Every game you play is very tough, and you have to be ready. And I've just said to the players there, you know, let's go and recover properly and get ready for another tough game against Wigan.